Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Christine Gregory Campus, and I am so excited to have her here. And I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I want to share with all of you how much I appreciate you spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I want to give a special shout out to my listeners in Nigeria today, and I want to welcome you all to the show. I always say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and you want to make a difference in the world. So perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. I would love to hear from you, so feel free to connect with me at BonnieGressel.com or find me on Facebook. You can find me at Coach Bonnie Gressel, or I also have a public group, which is a fabulous group. It's called Entrepreneur Mastery, and I'd love to have you join us, introduce yourself. It's a place where we can share and support one another as holistic entrepreneurs. Now, perhaps you have a message to share, or you want to get the word out and people can't really find you. I've put a link below to my class, Expand Your Reach with Podcasting. It's easier than you think. You might want to check that out if you're interested in using this as a tool to reach more people with your message. I put the link below on the show page so that it's easy for you to find. And certainly reach out to me if you have any questions about that. Now, allow me to introduce my guest for today.
Christine Gregory Campus is a certified clinical, transpersonal hypnotherapist and a licensed NLP practitioner and a clinically trained aromatherapist. She's a member of the American Council for Hypnotist Examiners, as well as a member of the National Association for Holistic Aromatherapy. Christine is dedicated to creating consciousness both personally and in business. She's the co-founder of Angels Guide You and has worked with Angel Energy for over 20 years. She's an intuitive, a certified angel healing practitioner, and a certified integrated energy therapy practitioner. Christine works to empower others by teaching and training them to become consciously aware of what's going on in their subconscious mind. This work helps people tap into the power of their subconscious mind to uncover and remove both the mental and the emotional blocks, ultimately providing pathways to more blissful living. Christine is the founder of the Brendan Project, a project of love, and she's also a contributing author sharing her story from grief to grace. She's the owner and founder of newly opened Mindful Wellness Boutique in Tampa, Florida, called My Essentials. And Essentials is spelled with an EZ at the end. We're going to ask Christine about that in a moment. So join me in welcoming Christine today. Christine, I am so excited to have you here sharing your expertise, your wisdom, and all of your insights with us.
Oh, Bonnie, thank you. I'm so glad to be part of this summit. It is truly an honor, and I am glad to be here to share what I've learned. I just want to say that we actually spelled My Essentials with an HZ at the end. And I know that confuses a lot of people, and I'll tell you why we did that. We started it with an HZ because it's to remind everybody that we are all energy. And HZ is the notation for megahertz. So I know you had asked me that question.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, I don't know why you spelled it that way, and I want to say it right. So thank you for sharing that with us. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share a little bit about about your journey and how the importance of mindset and how important that's been for you to build the successful business that you have today?
Wow, yeah. You know, when I think about my journey, and it's been a journey, I do believe fully, 100%, that it is all about mindset. You know how they say life is about 5% of what happens to you and 95% about how you deal with it. And so mindset is such a key to living and living blissfully. And my journey has been quite interesting. And I didn't start out where I am. So, but I do know that it was through mindset and also determination and courage is to where I've gotten to today. So mindset is at the center of it.
Mm. So tell us a little bit about where did you come from before you, what you do today sounds like it's different than what you started out doing.
Yeah, so I've always had an interest in psychology and the conscious mind and subconscious mind. And when I was finishing high school, I wanted to go to college to do psychology. And at that point in time, my dad didn't really understand what it was and basically said, no, you're going to go to school for business. And that path took me down because that was when technology became big. And I worked in technology. I worked in medical technology as well. And there was just something always missing. And so I really started my true journey when I had my children starting in 89, and I just started studying self-help and the angels, and because it just felt like something's missing, something's just not right, I can't put my finger on it, this can't be all there is. And a series of events in my life have brought me back, you know, to a true path, working with the angels, working in hypnotherapy. I love hypnotherapy. It's beautiful change work, working, you know, using different tools that I have. And what I tell people is, so we go to school, we get really big brains. We go to the gym, we work out our bodies. Many people still do a spiritual practice, whether it's formal or informal. And so we work out our spiritual bodies. What do we do for our emotional bodies? And most people go, oh, yeah, pretty much nothing. And so the journey that I've had personally is all about understanding me as an emotional person. I've been a very emotional person, meaning very sensitive, empathic, and it always made me feel like I was different or like something was wrong with me. But what I didn't realize is that was my gift. And it wasn't until I opened up to it and accepted it that it then put me on my path to doing my life's work.
Mm. Yeah, if you're not, you know, and so many people, I think, are not being true to themselves, true to their authentic self. And things just don't seem to work as well. And when they find that place that, yes, whether they consciously know it or not, but it just feels right, that this is where I'm supposed to be, and then everything kind of starts to fall in place.
And I am a perfect example of that. The minute I really stepped into what I was supposed to be doing, when I tell you door after door, it's energy, and I do believe it is the path. It just opened and opened and opened, and we call them, miracles. Or I just think it's energy that all of a sudden you're in the path you're supposed to be going, and that's what abundance is all of a sudden it comes and it flows through easily, effortlessly, and basically we're on the ride.
Yeah. And you should feel good because it's fun.
Oh yeah, I never cease to be amazed at how the universe works in conjunction when you work to allow it and step into that power of acceptance. And I think you said something that was really key, whether we're conscious of it or not, and that is so true. It's really about being conscious, meaning consciously living. What am I thinking? Well, why am I feeling that? And how come? And being those explorers, so to say, to really live from a conscious perspective instead of a human doing and becoming a human being.
Mm. So, you know, you've had a long journey with your business, and which brings you to what you do today. Now, maybe you didn't have any difficult times, I don't know, so I don't mean to imply, but many people have, you know, challenges or barriers or pitfalls or whatever in the beginning. Did you struggle with any of those? And if so, how did you get past them and keep them from recurring?
So, yeah, pitfalls. I had multiple pitfalls. I do believe when you're not on your path, the doors don't open. Mm-hmm. And so the normal thing to do, so we're raised to put your best foot forward, get out there and push and try and force. And that actually only can create more resistance. If you're not really living on your path of what you are really called to do, it first, your work should bring you joy. We've had conversations about when you're not working in what gives you joy, you know it. You're not happy. And so, you know, working in the things that really, what I say, give you a charge, make you go, yeah, that feels good. I like that. So it's knowing that, first off, are you working in that capacity? And if you're not, then finding a way to find out, well, what is that capacity? And so my bigger pitfalls was staying on the journey that I was not intended to be on. Staying in it because, well, that's what everybody said I should do, and that's how you do it. And, well, what would other people say if I lived my bliss and went on my path? So my you know, and I had a lot of blocks. In other words, things just didn't get to where I wanted to be. And then the minute I started to step on my path, I kid you not, so many doors just opened. So it's, you know, it's recognizing that. And the minute I've done that, not that it's been problem-free, or, but it constantly reminds me to step out of the way and step into allowance and working with that energy that is in life to be on that path, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted to go back. I'm so glad you brought up the allowing piece again, because I think I'd like to go back to that for a moment, just because I think that's really hard for people. I know I still struggle with it from time to time. We just, you know, we can ask for things, we can work hard at things, we can do everything we were, quote, supposed to, but if we don't allow it to come to us, it doesn't work. Do you find that in some of the people that you work with, that allowing is difficult for some people?
Allowing is a big part of how we block ourselves. So I talk always about the power of acceptance. Sometimes things don't make sense, and we're always trying to make sense of things. And I do believe that there is a timing to things. And so patience in the terms of knowing that, you know, what you are thinking about is what you're going to bring into your life. And it's interesting because I continue to sharpen my skills, and I'm fascinated by the brain. I'm fascinated by how we actually work, that it's a natural instinct for me to just want to consume more and more information. And I was recently reading in a book how it said they've actually proven that when you focus on an anatomical particle, that anatomical particle doesn't decay. It slows down its decaying. So why is that relevant to what you just asked? When we focus on what we don't want to happen, because things that we want to happen aren't happening in our timing, what we start creating then is the energy to keep it from not happening. Mm. And so what allowing does, it says, okay, I'm just going to allow it. I'm going to allow that to be, because I know that just by allowing it, I'm letting it go. I'm letting it pass through. I don't have to stop it. I don't have to do anything with it. And so there's just so much power in allowing. I hope that helps.
Yeah, you know, and I so agree with that. And allowing, I think, is one of those things that's simple, but not always easy to do.
You know, I think it's about remembering. I think it's about learning new muscles in the brain. And that's the great thing, is that our brain is so malleable, we can train it. But a lot of us don't think about our brains, and so our brains kind of run amok and they run the show. And that's much of what I help people do, is really harness that powerful computer system that we have and start to really say, oh, wait, I know how to do this. This is just learning how to flex the allowing muscle.
Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of that, you know, asking always, okay, is this true? Is this just a feeling I'm having? Is this a worst-case scenario I'm imagining, because the brain doesn't know the difference between real and imagined? Or is this actually happening right now? Is this true?
And so the interesting thing is the subconscious mind is very literal. It actually will make things up. And so our perception is very much a part of what we see. And nobody sees the same thing. Because if you understand how the whole subconscious mind is built, it's memory after memory after experience, and each brain will say, based on the last experience is how I'm going to store this experience, So what happens is the brain really becomes a little mini computer of its own. And so what is truth and what is fact? I do believe that when you're on your path and you are putting that energy out there, when you're walking your path, even though there may be things that come in the way, they may be there for a purpose. They may be there for another lesson or a skill or something that just has to be there for the moment. But by that power of allowing and not putting your energy into it, like whatever you put your energy into is what's going to be your experience. And it's truly what you put your focus on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. This is probably somebody's quote that I heard a long time ago. It's whatever you put your attention to grows, whether it's your garden or your worries.
And that is such a great analogy. I love that. I'll probably use that now in when I speak to people because it really is true. I tell people, so picture this. Picture a bunch of three-year-olds in your house. Would you let them run around with no guidance, no nothing? Basically, you could picture a bunch of three-year-olds running amok in a house. But our thoughts are the same thing. Just because you have a thought, does it make it real? Does it make it something you need to focus on? It's just a thought. And so it's where you put which thought you empower that actually creates your experience.
Yeah, and that part we choose.
Yes. Oh, we absolutely choose. But the key is we have to become conscious of what the subconscious is thinking. Because what most people don't realize, and I see this in my hypnotherapy practice, I've seen it in other things that I do when I work with people, is people will always say, I didn't know I was thinking that. I had no idea. So it's kind of interesting. I call it the pre-sub programming part of us. Our subconscious mind is running those programs over and over and over. And that's why we can experience what we call conflict. The conscious mind says this, but I don't do this. Why don't I do this? Well, because the subconscious mind is running a whole different program.
Mm-hmm. And it's so much more powerful than the conscious mind.
Yes, because the conscious mind makes up about 10% of our mind, and the subconscious mind is, you know, it's all up for grabs in terms of discrepancies, but picture it as a 90%. You're not thinking about making your heart beat. You're not thinking about making yourself divide. Or, you know, all the other things that your brain is doing for you in the background. And it's the same thing with sort of your thoughts. There's a lot of pre-programming that's going on there. And the simple thing is once you become aware of it, you can change it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing.
So I'd like to talk about something that you mentioned a little bit ago. And that was joy. Joy in, you know, because really your life, your business, everything should be joyful. We're not put on this planet to suffer. You know, that's not the goal. Would you talk a little bit more about how you maybe work with clients about, you know, their joy, you know, because sometimes I think people feel maybe they're not worthy of joy. They're not, it's like, oh, I can't, I have to work hard, I have to do these things, I have to whatever. It's not, you know, okay for me to just be happy.
Yes, and that's such a great question, and believe it or not, it ties right back to mindset. Yeah. And people say, oh, well, you know, I have a mindset to be joyful, but here's where we go into the deep inner mind. If the subconscious program has really been programmed, and it's very interesting, we receive our programming from before we were born, and by the time we're five, some people will say a little bit older, we have 50% of our belief systems in place. And what I see across the board, even with kids today who are being raised in very happy, healthy families, we encourage our kids, we tell them how great they are, they still don't believe it. And what's very interesting about that is we talk a lot about self-esteem, self-esteem, self-esteem. But it's not about self-esteem. It's about learning to accept yourself exactly where you are in your journey. And telling that nice judger, that critic that wants to say, oh, you have to do this, you should do that, you didn't do this well enough, to say thank you very much, but I'm not going to give that thought power today. And there's other tools that we use in hypnotherapy to help people find resources within themselves. And one of the things I like to tell people is 100% of all of your answers are within inside of you. Mm-hmm. And that starts with understanding mindset. and starting to shift the mindset within.
So whether it's, you know, I'm thinking about people who have trouble trusting their intuition, their gut feelings, their, you know, they don't believe it. So do you find that trust is a big hurdle sometimes that people have to get over so that they can actually access those answers that we all have?
And I would say that when you boil trust down, that comes down to self-value.
Mm.
And many, many, many people don't know how to value the self, because what we do is we try to value the self through measurement, and I propose to value the self through acceptance. Mm. And the golden thing is that we don't require our friends, most of us don't, they don't have to do and jump through hoops, we accept them. And so, again, that self-trust really comes down to self-worth, and I am worthy and understand that I am able to make this choice. And it is like building layer upon layer upon layer. So when you start with that feeling of being accepted, and so today maybe you have to be more conscious of the self-trust thoughts. And there is always work that you can do to uncover where or what the root of that trust or not trust is. But it's like peeling layers of onions and letting them go, just releasing and saying, you know what, that is not really true, even though I may have concluded it when I was 5 years old or 6 years old or 10, you know what I'm saying? It just because it's in there doesn't make it true.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you bring up the whole peeling the onion analogy, because this, for most people, I would think, is not like a, you know, fix and then you're done. You know, this is like a lifelong journey, because things happen and people fall back and then you make a different choice or you go on a detour for a while. What would you have to say to someone who said, well, I thought this was fixed, because I hear this all the time from clients. I thought I was over that. I've worked on that, you know. What do you say to those people?
So I don't know if people know that we have a very large cellular memory. And our emotions, okay, so we'll start again, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, stores the emotion in the body. In the training I've received, that's actually why, and even ancients understood why we would experience discomfort or, you know, in the body, is because we take those emotions and we shove it in there. And even though you've cleared it, there could be a lower cellular, or there's still more to that lesson. And so, you know, it's just like math. We learn to add first, and then we learn multiplication, and then we go on to more complicated things like algebra and geometry. We couldn't learn geometry without learning how to add. And so why do we think building emotional health and wellness is any different?
Mm. Oh, I like that. So, Christine, along your journey, did you have a particular sort of turning point yourself in terms of, wow, this is it, I'm here, I've got this mastered? Or, I mean, was there any particular event or something that comes to mind? Or was it just a series of your growth over the years?
Well, you know, there was events that happened in my life that definitely shifted my energy and put me on a different path. My son's passing made me see life very differently. I could never say that didn't happen, and I look at grief very differently. I do believe we're in a learning experience, and I do believe that I decide how to conclude. So I don't think I've arrived. I think I'm still on the journey. I think I'm still learning, and I stay open every day to learning more. I just put the desire out to continue to stay on my path and walk that path and take those lessons. So there's, you know, there was a catalyst at one point. I've always had the interest of really that emotional subconscious mind. Didn't know that I wasn't walking my path until now that I am walking my path, how easily things are opening up. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So, and I hear that you have, kind of along those lines, a very generous gift for all of our listeners. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. So the gift is called Live Your Bliss. I do believe that we were placed here for joy, as you said, Bonnie. And joy is something that many people are not finding in their life. And so I encourage people to stop and say, well, why not? And so this gift is going to be a two-part webinar. And so the first part, I'm really going to go in depth into understanding the conscious and the subconscious mind, understanding how the mind actually works. We're going to talk a little bit about the laws of the mind. And then I'm going to give tools to how to help you go on an archaeological dig of your subconscious mind. And it really is an archaeological dig. And these tools are so powerful because what they'll help you do is they'll help you figure out what you're thinking. And once you know what you're thinking, you may want to be able to change what you're thinking. That could be part of the blocks that you might be facing along the road. And then what we'll do is there'll be that little, I'll encourage people to do a homework assignment, taking those tools into their everyday life. And then we'll follow up with a Q&A webinar to see if there was questions about using those tools and any additional questions that might come up having listened to the webinar, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome. Oh, such a generous gift. And you know what? I think everybody needs that, something like, because we all have that stuff. And I thank you so much for sharing that. You know, we've talked about lots of awesome things today on this episode. If people could only remember, like, one more thing, they could only fit one more thing in their brain today, what do you think is the best, the most important takeaway, or maybe something that they can even do to move forward to the next level, to find that breakthrough in their business? What would you like them to take away from our conversation today, Christine?
So, not to be a broken record, but empowering yourself with the power of accepting exactly where you are in your path today. I accept 100% where I am, and I'm now open to understanding what is my next step. And allowing yourself to be guided in that by your inner self and by, you know, things that will come along your path, but it is truly through the power of acceptance. Because if there's a lovely saying, what you resist persists, and suffering is resisting what is. And so the path to bliss is not resistance, it's acceptance. And so acceptance is really just accepting yourself exactly where you are and sort of like becoming your best advocate to say, okay, I know you've had a hard journey. I know it's been rough, but I'm here to help you. Let's figure out what's next.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Christine, for sharing all of this insight and wisdom and your expertise. And it's, I know you're a very busy person, so thank you for taking the time to share that with all of us and for your generous gift.
You're so welcome, Bonnie. I truly hope that whoever is listening to the call is somehow empowered and that they find light on their path. And when we all step into that power of our own empowerment, we just will have such an incredible place to live.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.